This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, where we give you bite-sized tips that make parenting and work just a little bit easier. I am Loz, and today I'm going to talk to you about the topic of asking for flexible work arrangements. This could be something that you've been thinking about whilst on mat leave and you're a bit nervous about, or perhaps you've started back and whatever arrangement you've got just isn't working and it's time to revisit it. Some workplaces do flexible work arrangements really, really well, whether it's compressed hours, reduced hours, part-time, building back up to full-time after you've returned from work. You name it, they cater for it. Others I've learnt are not quite there yet and require a bit more of a difficult conversation with HR and your people leader. In my experience, the best thing to do is simply ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. To make you feel a little bit more confident, here are some actionable steps and advice to help you navigate this process more effectively. So number one, know your rights and your options. Familiarise yourself with the National Employment Standards, NES, under the Fair Work Act, which includes provisions for flexible working arrangements. I'm not saying read the whole thing because nobody's got time for that, but here are the basics if you cannot be fudged going through it. Employees who have been with the same employer for at least 12 months, including casual employees with regular work patterns, have the right to request flexible work arrangements if they are a parent or have responsibility for the care of a child who is school aged, or they're a carer as defined under the Carer Recognition Act. There's also a bunch of other definitions that fall under that, but those two will most likely apply to you as a working mum. Number two, may seem basic, but prepare. So consider how flexible work arrangements could benefit both you and your employer. I sometimes think this is a step that's missed. So many people are so worried about it, and it's affecting them and their personal circumstances so much that they or them or you is like the very first thing that you're concerned about. But when you're talking to an employer, or if you're talking to HR who acts on behalf of your employer, the number one thing that they are concerned about should be your well-being, but it'll also be their bottom line. So make sure that you're preparing in your proposal how flexible arrangements is going to benefit them. So for example, be specific about what you're requesting. That may include adjusted start and finish times. Perhaps that's to cater for childcare drop-off. Perhaps that's to miss traffic. Perhaps that's to get your kids to school and pick them up. Be specific also if you're requesting part-time work, if you want to work from home, if you want to do a compressed work week, so working longer hours on fewer days. The more specific can be around the ask, in my opinion, the better. Highlight how these arrangements will not negatively impact your work performance or your organization's operations. So be prepared to discuss how you'll maintain productivity, communication, and collaboration with your team. Number three, timing and approach. Timing is everything. When you feel really overwhelmed or you're in a situation that isn't serving you, the first thing, if you're like me, that you want to do is be like, this isn't working. Take a step back and choose an appropriate time to discuss your request. Perhaps this might be prior to returning to work. Perhaps it's a couple months in. Perhaps it comes at a turning point when something may have happened and you set up a time specifically to meet with your manager or people leader to chat about this topic. Try not to do it on the fly when you are asking for something like flexible work arrangements and perhaps your organization doesn't offer it. It can catch people off guard and make them really defensive. Even if you're in a workplace where flexible arrangements aren't the norm and most people aren't getting it, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. You're not everybody else. If you don't ask, you don't get. Another way of also discussing it and a good time might be at a stage where you're having development conversations. So discussions around where you see your career going with the company, what kind of career path you might want to take. And that's a really easy way to slide it in there and say, these are my aspirations. This is where my skill set lies. These are my family commitments. And this is what I think I can maintain or commit to. Then that way it makes it more of an organic conversation as opposed to having a set meeting time to specifically discuss flexible work arrangements. Approach your manager or your HR department professionally and formally. So again, try not to do it on the fly. Schedule a meeting to discuss this proposal in detail. Be clear and confident. I think confidence really is key in presenting your reasons for seeking flexible work arrangements and how it aligns with your responsibilities and your career goals. Number four, make sure that when you're preparing, in your mind, you're addressing potential concerns. So you know your workplace and your role most likely better than anybody else. Anticipate any concerns your employer may have, such as maintaining team communication, perhaps it's meeting client needs, or perhaps it's ensuring cover during business hours, or maybe there's peak times in your business that you know they'll want you there for. Propose solutions to address these concerns, such as using Slack, Teams, whatever type of technology you're using in your business for remote communication, setting clear availability hours or arranging overlap periods with team members. And if you are in a customer service-based industry or perhaps retail-based industry, there's no reason why you can't request flexible work arrangements for set period of times. So you could say, look, I know that Christmas is a really, really busy time. During that time, I'm happy to scale back up to full-time. In my experience, the key blockers from management are going to be productivity and collaboration. Don't be afraid to showcase your track record of work or acknowledge their concern and say, let's trial it. And then at least that way, with a trial, you're suggesting, okay, I'm willing to do all this work. If it doesn't work, no problem, we can review. Also, with Slack and Teams these days, collaboration and connectivity really should be pretty easy. It's more likely to be the flip side where you're always on your phone as opposed to never checking it. Last couple of things, be flexible and willing to compromise. Understand that your employer may not be able to grant your request exactly as you proposed. Be open to negotiation and alternative arrangements that meet both your needs and the operational needs of the business. Considering offering a trial period, as I mentioned before, for the proposed flexible arrangement to demonstrate its effectiveness and address any initial concerns, you're more likely to get something like this over the line with the review period because it shows management really what you already know, that you can do the job in the way that you're suggesting. And then follow up and evaluate. Document everything. So keep records of your discussions, including emails, meeting notes, any agreements that you've reached around work arrangements. Ensure that any agreed upon changes are documented in writing, so including the start date, hours of work, and any condition of review periods. And then once it's implemented, follow up and evaluate. So once you've got your ideal or your compromise or your negotiated work arrangement in place, regularly check in with your manager and your team and HR if needed to assess its effectiveness and make adjustments as needed. Do not wait for the end of that trial period to have the conversation. Check in regularly. Make sure that you're on top of things. Make sure that you're feeling okay with the arrangement. Like, is it actually serving you? Are you really doing condensed hours? Or are you just overwhelmed doing your entire workload within a smaller period of time? And if so, and you can manage that and you feel okay with that, great. But if not, again, great to check in. So a couple of things to note. In Australia, employers can refuse a request for flexible working arrangements under specific circumstances. So according to the Fair Work Act, there are valid reasons based on business grounds that an employer may use to decline a request for flexible work hours. These include operational reasons. So if the requested flexible work arrangement would negatively impact the business's operations, such as inability to reorganize work amongst staff, inability to recruit additional staff, which shouldn't be hard in this climate, detrimental impact on quality or performance, or significant increase in costs. That's one reason, or a number of reasons they may decline it. There may also be other reasons, like an inability to meet KPIs if the proposed arrangement would prevent the employer from achieving set business objectives, etc. If an employer does refuse your request for flexible working arrangements, they must provide a written response to you within 21 days, stating the exact reasons for the refusal. This response should address the specific grounds under the Fair Work Act that apply to their decision. It's important to know also that employees, so you, have legal protections against adverse action or discrimination based on your request for flexible work arrangements, especially if you're entitled to such requests under the Fair Work Act. So while employers do have the right to refuse requests for flexible working hours, they must have valid business grounds. They must provide really clear reasons for the decision. And those reasons cannot be simply because they do not want to facilitate what you've asked for. If you need a little script to get the convo started, here is an example I have whipped up. By no means is it perfect, but it's just a good way to start. So this could be something that you talk to your manager about in a one-on-one meeting, or perhaps you'd prefer to have it in email, whichever you feel more comfortable with. So, hi, Barry, I'd like to discuss adjusting my schedules to 3 days a week. So Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. This change would help me better manage my family responsibilities while ensuring I remain fully committed and productive on those days. I believe it will also benefit our team by allowing me to focus more effectively. Could we discuss how this might work? I understand this is a change and I'm keen to get your thoughts. Thanks, whoever. Key points for email or one-on-one comms would be: make it clear. So clearly state what you're requesting. So is it reduced hours? Is it part-time? Maybe it's a condensed week. Is it working from home on a Monday and a Friday? Be specific with what you want. Make sure you also outline the reason for your request. So explain why this change is necessary. Perhaps it's as simple as saying your family responsibilities, or maybe it's knowing that you can do the work in reduced hours, which is also beneficial for the business because it's saving them a staff overhead in paying you to be there. Outline the benefits. This is the most important part. So highlight how this arrangement will benefit both you and the team. So maintaining productivity, focus, collaboration, team morale, whatever it may be. This approach will ensure that you're communicating your needs and the potential benefits clearly while opening the door for a constructive discussion with your manager. It also demonstrates your commitment to maintaining productivity and finding a solution that works for everybody involved. If you're one of those people like me that needs to feel overly prepared, role play with a friend. Get them to ask you questions off the cuff. Write down a bunch of different scenarios and answer the questions to all those scenarios. It may seem silly at the time, but the more confident and prepared you are, the more likely you'll get the outcome that you're after. And if not, that's a bigger conversation. But you may as well ask the question now. And if an answer comes back that's not going to serve you for the point of your career that you're at, the next hot tip might be updating your resume and navigating a career change. Don't forget, good talent is really hard to find. And these days, there are so many organizations that have amazing, flexible working arrangements. If it doesn't happen to be the organization that you're in, you've asked the question, they've said no, that's okay. Maybe it's time to find an organization that will honor the flexibility that you need at this stage in your life.